Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 68. Clear skies overnight tonight with a low around 39. Sunny and 68 throughout Tuesday, and mostly clear skies over Tuesday night with a low around 42. Sunny and 69 into Wednesday, and staying mostly clear into Wednesday night with a low around 47. Breezy on Thursday, sunny with a high of 66, southwest winds gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 28 degrees.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A significant earthquake was felt throughout central Kansas over the weekend. The U.S. Geological Survey indicates that a 4.0 magnitude earthquake struck just before 6:20 p.m. Saturday night, about 1 mile northwest of Bennington. And according to the USGS, residents in Concordia, Salina, Manhattan, Wichita, and Hutchinson also reported feeling the quake. Two smaller quakes were reported in the area. A 3.4 magnitude earthquake struck Bennington just before 7:30 p.m. on November 4th, and a 2.9 magnitude tremor just 10 minutes later. During last Tuesday's general election, four Kansas school districts saw their bond proposals fail. However, that was not the case for USD 395 La Crosse. Voters approved a $10.975 million bond that will allow the construction of a new elementary school complete with a gymnasium. Kansas, Mid-American Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News.
How can I help you?
Because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Citizen soldiers of the Kansas Army National Guard answer the call whenever their communities need them. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Our doctors treat the sick, our technology specialists keep lines of communication running. We safeguard our country, our state, our communities, and we have a place for you. Your part-time service can make all the difference in the world and at home. Learn more at NationalGuard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, prepared in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
One person died in an accident just after 2 o'clock Sunday morning in Hamilton County. According to the Kansas Highway Patrol, a 2009 Nissan Altima driven by Ronnie A. Gavarette, 18 of Syracuse, was eastbound on U.S. 50 approximately 5 miles west of Syracuse. For some reason, the car crossed the center line, left the road to the north, then traveled over a guardrail, became airborne, struck a cement retaining wall of the bridge, and caught fire. Gavarette was pronounced dead at the scene. He was properly restrained, according to the KHP. Fire destroyed a home at the northeast corner of K-18 Sage Road intersection in Dickinson County early Friday morning. According to the fire chief for Dickinson County Rural Fire District 1, Paul Froelich, both of the residents escaped the burning house. Froelich estimated the damage at approximately $250,000, and the cause of the blaze is being listed as undetermined. Kansas Mid-American Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-American Network News, I'm Trace Tall. A 34-year-old Nehaka, Nebraska farmer, has been sentenced in federal court to 30 days in jail and also ordered to pay just over $500,000 in restitution for overstating his farm assets in order to obtain a bank loan. The farmer, Nolan Balfour, admitted that he had inflated the amount of crops he had harvested and the number of cattle he was raising after he filed for bankruptcy in 2018. The bank fraud occurred in 2017 when Balfour submitted a financial statement to First Nebraska Bank to renew a $1.1 million operating loan. The Nebraska Tourism Commission has signaled that a request to increase its spending authority to promote tourism by 40% could be on the table next year. The commission is seeking an increase in spending authority from $7.5 million to $10.5 million. The commission is funded through a 1% lodging tax. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. High Plains Resources advised Washington County commissioners they'll be drilling looking for gas, hydrogen, and helium. KXP Resources had drilled 3 test wells in Marshall County this past year and plan another 3 in the Greenleaf area. Reportedly, hydrogen was discovered in previous test wells north of Blue Rapids. Seismic surveys along county roads will begin the process and will assist in locating specific drill sites, which should be finalized early in 2024 when permits will be obtained. Land leases are being negotiated with landowners for access, and the drilling process could continue much of next year. The Washington County News reports the focus will be in the Little Blue, Barnes, Lincoln, and Kimio townships of Washington County. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. Annual meeting of the Marshall County Fair Association will be Wednesday, November 15th, 7 p.m. at the 4-H Achievement Center on the fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Nemahal County Commissioners went on record supporting Jackson County efforts in promoting extension of 4 lanes on U.S. 75 north of Holton. KDOT has offered $25,000 toward use of Nemahal County roads for a detour for replacement of a box culvert, which will force closure of K9 V Road. Commissioners urged negotiation for an increase. Discussion was held with the Fair Board regarding a new horse barn, which they would fund, asking the county for property and utility assistance. Consensus was to support the project, and it was suggested land be acquired from the city of Seneca so that the county owns all property where Nemahal County Fair activities are located. The Northeast Kansas officials meeting will be held at the new Meadowlark Extension Building in Seneca. Gage County is working on grants to replace the Blue Springs Bridge. Public input is encouraged and will be part of the conversation at an infrastructure outreach meeting Wednesday the 15th at 6:30 p.m. at the Blue Springs City Hall. River Valley Extension District will host the Central Kansas Beef Summit Tuesday, November 14th in Beloit, beginning at 9 a.m. Marketing strategies, ag manager decision tools, records, and drone use managing pastures will be among topics discussed. For additional details, contact Ag Extension agents with River Valley. Land leasing strategies will be the focus for upcoming meetings planned in Belleville November 28th and Clay Center December 5th, both beginning at 6 p.m. Lease agreement basics, landlord-tenant relations, and related topics will be discussed. For details, contact the River Valley Extension District offices. Marshall County Development Corporation and Marshall County Tourism met Thursday, finalizing details for the North Central Kansas Tourism Meeting, which will be in Marshall County November 30th in Frankfort. The 16-county group rotates monthly meetings and serves as a united tourism presence. State tourism officials will also be in attendance. Anyone interested in promoting tourism is welcome to attend. Contact Bruce Dierking for details. Valley Heights USD 498 November regular meeting has been moved to Wednesday at 6 p.m. and will include a public hearing at 5:45 regarding the district open enrollment policy. Vaccination clinics will be held in several Marshall County communities Wednesday and Thursday this week. Health Department will offer flu, COVID, RSV, pneumococcal disease, tetanus, and shingles vaccines at the Blue Rapids Community Center Wednesday 9 to 10 a.m. and the Waterville Community Center Wednesday from noon to 1. Thursday at Summerfield Firehouse, 9:30 till 10:30, Axtell American Legion, 11 until noon, and Frankfurt at the Nutrition Site Thursday from 1 to 2. Walk-ins for vaccinations at the health department in Marysville are also welcome anytime with no appointments necessary. Keith W. Weir, age 72 of Wymore, passed away November 7. Funeral service Tuesday, 10:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Keith Weir.
On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, a fish sandwich, baked beans, potato salad, and fresh fruit. Tomorrow, ham balls, scalloped potatoes, peas, and apple rings. TNDY News Time is 7:15.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Partly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 60s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. And mostly clear into Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. And mostly clear skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 40s. South winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. More sunshine into Thursday with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. Southwest winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies into Thursday night with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Slightly cooler into Friday with our highs in the upper 50s and mid-60s. And staying clear into Friday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Still staying sunny by Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s and some rain throughout Saturday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-November, 57. Record high on this date, 81. The average low, 34, and the record low, 10 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:05. Sunset this evening at 5:18. It's 29 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 13th of November. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Elton, Dan, and the Rocket Band coming to the Waterville Firehouse Friday, November 17th for a fundraising event supporting Twin Valley Developmental Services. Featuring an exclusive VIP performance prior to the main event. Only 50 VIP tickets available. Get your ticket now online at charityauction.bid/CCITP2023.
B&W Electric reminds you that now's the time for a furnace maintenance call to ensure that your home will stay comfortably warm all winter long. Make a call today and their professional service technicians can schedule an appointment to check your home furnace, replace filters, and advise of any repairs needed. Don't wait until it's too late and you're in the cold. Call B&W Electric in Hanover today.
Cook & Company salutes all the men and women who have ever worn the uniform of the U.S. military. Thank you from Cook & Company in Seneca. With the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors, is celebrating 30 years in business with expanded employee benefits, including Blue Cross Blue Shield Health, Delta Dental, and Disability.
The Raiders send New York packing for the second week in a row. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The first half of the Raiders-Jets Sunday night tilt was quiet on both sides. Neither team hitting pay dirt. Knotted at 9 entering the fourth quarter. The Raiders finally got into the end zone.
Connelly, snap, faces to Jacobs, looks to the left, has to get out of the backfield, lobs it to the back corner, jump ball, caught! Raiders!
The call on KRLV, Aiden O'Connell finding Michael Mayer for the game's only touchdown. The Raiders would stop the Jets at the last second to seal a 16-12 win. Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce on the new and improved team culture that powered Vegas back to 500.
Our fans, they kept us in the game. Their energy, their passion, their support throughout. that's what energized our guys at the end. And then if you watched at the very, you know, the last 30 seconds, I think you saw our entire bench up on the sideline rooting on our defense, talking to Devontae right next to me, Josh Jacobs. I mean, all those guys are sitting there just rallying the troops. That's what this culture is about.
Other scores from Week 10 of the NFL. The Seahawks beat the Commanders 29-26, and the Lions beat the Chargers 41-38, both on game-winning field goals. The Cowboys stomped the Giants for the second time this season, 49-17. NBA, a career night for the 76ers' Tyrese Maxey with the Pacers in town.
Step back three by Tyrese is good. He's got an even 50.
The call on 97.5, the Fanatic. The Sixers beat the Pacers 137-126 for their eighth straight win. From the hottest in the East to the hottest out West, Anthony Edwards and the T-Wolves would soar past the Warriors in the Bay.
They've got numbers back the other way. It's Nas on the move. Top of the key. Out to Ant. Baseline drive. He'll rise up and jam it over Dario Saric. What a finish by Anthony Edwards.
KFAM with the call. Edwards had 33 points in the T-Wolves 116-110 win, their sixth straight. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
In our house, every man is a Wildcat.
Bang! He got it! What a shot!
Join head coach Jerome Tang every game for the excitement that is Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
There's the lob. Oh, my goodness! A stop over his head! Three-point try again. That one slid.
Your front row seat to every game is right here.
Scores and an and one!
On your home for Kansas State Wildcat basketball.
On Classic Country, 1570 and 94.1 FM, KNDY.
Big Monday basketball, Kansas State pregame at 6, live on AM 1570 FM, 94.1.
If you guessed that was the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans, you guessed right. Well, kinda. It was really the sound of an innovative team that spent decades perfecting a seed with exclusive genetics and the ultimate agronomic advantage. The sort of breeders who don't rest until they've achieved outstanding performance. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/genetics.
Attention farmers. Want to know what's coming in soybeans? Join us in hosting local Pioneer soybean breeder Les Kuhlman, Tuesday, November 14th, 7 p.m. at the Waterville Community Center for Beer with a Breeder. Call or text me, Thad Argenbright, at 785-313-3064 to reserve your spot. And know what happens next happens here. Pioneer.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, there's a new regional agricultural promotion program helping those out here in the Plains States and the Mid-America region, as it's a newly established project that was created by the Commodity Credit Corporation that's aimed at providing funding for purchasing commodities for food aid and export market development. As Steve Mercer, the Vice President of Communications at U.S. Wheat Association, talks about the initiative.
They are going to put forward $1 billion to purchase commodities for food aid. In Africa, hardwood winter is one of the commodities that has been purchased and shipped to Kenya, specifically in other areas in Africa, including soft white wheat out of the Pacific Northwest.
He goes on to talk about the U.S. Wheat Association's mission, which is to provide guidance and advocate for preserving the food aspect and food aid, as RAP also includes a regional component that enhances the export market opportunities and fosters better relationships within the ag community.
The countries where we have a very strong trade relationship, where agricultural products move toward, this money would probably not be earmarked for that. But in those areas where we want to develop stronger relationships politically and otherwise, so probably Africa, Middle East, South America, possibly, you know, those areas. So we'll find out more about specifically those earmarks for those funding.
They say the program is based out of Colorado and looks forward to work with the Plain States or around the region as well. And for more information, you can log in to look at some of that online at uswheat.org. As they say, increased export markets is developing across the area, which is a high priority for some of those farmers looking to try and get their product out. Again, you can find that information online at uswheat.org. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance is something that producers have the option of using. K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift explains what the program is and what factors are associated with it. Understanding how it works is important to knowing when those who participate might get paid.
It's a type of insurance. It's a part of the federal crop insurance program. We refer to it as a rainfall index insurance because if a producer buys this insurance, they get paid when it doesn't rain as much as usual in their area. Now, this is of grazing land, pasture or hay can also be in it. But we went from 3 million in 2022 to 5 million acres in 2023. And that was a very large increase. And I think a lot of it had to do with people's experience during the 2022 drought. You know, part of that's the experience of drought can induce people to go buy insurance. But I think also a lot of people saw maybe their neighbors got indemnities or payouts that helped them get through some of those tough times.
If says what choice a producer will need to make and how the grid works.
So a producer is going to pick when during the year they get the insurance. So you have to pick among several two-month intervals within the year. And if it rains less than usual in your area, then you get paid. So it's not based on what happens on your farm. That's an important thing to know. It's based on what's happened on your grid. A grid is smaller than the county, but you know a lot of cases here in Kansas where, you know, one field gets rain, one doesn't. So that's a risk a producer needs to be aware of.
With the deadline approaching, she encourages producers to start working on it now if they plan to use PRF insurance.
Cattle prices are high, which is a good thing, especially for producers that want to build their herd or need to rebuild hay inventories. It can help manage that risk. If you know you're going to make some investments, what if it doesn't rain? What if your pasture's slower to grow back than usual? Or what if hay production is lower? It can help with that risk. So like any crop insurance product, find a good agent that you trust. There's a lot of agents out there that have different tools that can really help producers go through the details, especially if it's a first time. You're going to have to sit down and do that. So a big difference, sort of, you can think of it as an advantage and a disadvantage. It's based on what happens in your area. So it's not personalized. So you're not always going to have payouts to match what happens on your farm or on your ranch. There's that two-month window. You get a lot of rain at the end, you might not get a payout. So producers need to understand those risks. One advantage of that is rainfall gets measured, the producer gets a payment. There's no loss adjustment. It's just automatic payment.
That was K-State Flinchbaugh Agricultural Policy Chair Jenny Ift on pasture, rangeland, and forage insurance. The deadline for 2024 is December 1st. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Henricks from Beatrice 77 Livestock. It's certainly Monday with a 10 o'clock start. And, folks, if you've been around the cattle business the last 2 weeks, these future markets have really kind of kicked us in the seat of the pants. Cash market last week, 181.50, 287 on the carcass. Really just a setback. And if you've watched the futures, you certainly know about it. And so we're walking into a phase today of very high quality cattle and uncertainty where the market is. Well, at 12 o'clock noon, we're going to get in the hay department and the prairie bales, the small squares. There's a total of 145 and certainly small increments. So if you need prairie, come and see us. In the straw bales, same story, 10-10, 15-15, 25. In the big round and big squares, there's 12 grass. In the square, CRPs of 3x3x7, a total of 43. They're weighing 7-16. We'll sell them in the increments you want to buy. In the corn stalks, a group of 8 and 8, a group of round CRP, 8 and 8. Well, let me tell you about the inside here today. At about 12:40, we do have 5 black and bronve bred cows. They're going to be 3 to 6-year-olds. They're going to be bred bronve. They will calve mid-March. Nice cows there. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off this way. 10 black and red steering heifers, yearlings, off grass, 750 to 850. The Coons cattle out of Philly. Puhala out of Steiner's got 30 black, red steering heifers coming off the cow. They're vaccinated 5 to 650. Cochran out of Bennett, 18 black steering heifers coming off the cow. Super good. October vac, 450 to 600. Jay Meyer out of Pleasant Dale, 17 black, red, white face steering heifers coming off the cow. They carry a vaccination 6 to 700. Eggert out of Hallam's got 20 black and red steers are going to weigh 850. 15 black and red heifers are going to weigh 700. Wayne double vac. Jeff Party out of Adams got a great set of background yearlings, 63 black steers. We're going to carry a set of 800 and a set of 900 on those very, very good cattle. Dan and Ryan Summerhalder out of Steiner, fancy 40 black baldy steers. Wayne Vec, they're going to weigh 550 to 650. B&B Farms, 6 to 650 pounds. There's going to be 60 head of those black and black baldy steers. They carry a Wayne and a Vec. Max Henrichs out of Bruning, 51 red steering heifers, Wayne Vec. They're going to be weighing that 5 to 550. Chris Fossler out of Philly, super 35 red steering heifers, Wayne Vec, 5 and a quarter, 650. Clarence and Doug Party out of Sterling, 56 black steering heifers, Wayne double vac, 5 and a quarter, 675. The Zobecks out of Milligan got 19 black red steering heifers, weighing 5 to 650. Terrison Dale, Narrett out of Dorchester, 45 black and red steering heifers. They got a 50-day wean, 475 to 650. Bus Boom out of Cortland, 16 black steering heifers, 60-day wean, carrying a vac, 6 to 700. James Mintz out of Pickerel, 9 black steers, wean vac, 650. Lyle Jurgens, super set out of Pickerel, 43 black baldy steering heifers, carrying a 10-9 wean, 650. 7 and a quarter. 65 black steers, 1 week wean. They are from Diller, the Rolfs cattle, 400 to 550. Timian out of Cook's got 9 black and red steering heifers, 450 to 550 with a wean. 17 red steering heifers with a wean and a vac, 4 to 600. They're the Joy cattle out of Stella. And Pearson's out of Pleasant Dale, 9 black and red steers, 70-day wean, 500 to 575. Really, really super set of cattle here today. We will get on those bred cows about 12:40, followed right into the feeder cattle on a very good set of cattle. So give us a call. Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571. And you certainly know the way that we go. You can log on. Check out all the markets, the consignments, hay sales, the auctioneers, or turn on the video at Beatra77.net.
7:32 from KNDY. It's 29 degrees this hour. Pleasant highs around 70 most of this week ahead. A little bit cooler toward the end, but 69, 70 here for a high side on your Monday.
Archaeologists think they've discovered the world's earliest smiley face. We have the story today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, November 13th, the 317th day of the year. TV host Jimmy Kimmel has a birthday, and director Gary Marshall was born in 1934. If you thought the smiley face was a product of 1970s graphic design, think again. Archaeologists have dug up the oldest known depiction of a smiley face, and it's over 3,700 years old. Searchers discovered the drawing on a broken jug while exploring ruins in Turkey. The world's oldest smile was discovered as pieces of the pottery were being reassembled. And yes, it does bear a striking resemblance to the happy yellow and black image that was all the rage only a few decades ago. No keep-on-truckin' urns have been unearthed, as far as we know, that is. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more fun facts at almanac.com.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. This year's KU K-State Football Sunflower Showdown will be played in primetime. KU and K-State will meet in Lawrence on Saturday in a battle of 7-3 teams. Kickoff is scheduled for 6 p.m. and will air on Fox Sports 1. KU does lead the all-time series 65-51-5, but K-State has won the last 14 games against its in-state rival. It's the 113th football Sunflower Showdown dating back to 1911, and the rivalry is the fourth longest uninterrupted series in FBS history. For the second time in three seasons, Emporia State Soccer has claimed the MIAA Conference Tournament Championship. And despite a scoreless game at half, the Hornets did beat Central Missouri 3-2. The game was played in Wichita. Mid-America Network Sports.
Do you dream of something greater, like earning a college degree or technical certification, but you're not sure how to pay for it? The Kansas Army National Guard pays 100% of state school tuition and mandatory fees. We live here, we work here, we serve here. Experience the personal fulfillment of helping your community during emergencies as you serve in the Guard part-time. To learn more, visit nationalguard.com/Kansas.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hunter Dickinson had 18 points. KJ Adams Jr. dunked his way to 14. And